today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamu alaikum, so welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about hijab fashion in the view of Islam. Please listen to this episode. Salamu alaikum. Today is Saturday, the 26th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. So at first we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to the first ayah of chapter An-Nur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
سورة أنزلناها وفرضناها وأنزلنا فيها آيات بينات وأنزلنا فيها آيات بينات لعلكم تذكرون.
This is a surah which we have sent down and made that within it obligatory and revealed therein verses of clear evidence that you might remember.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Since this surah has recommended all believers, and especially women, to be chaste, Islamic narrations to give much prominence to teaching and reciting this surah by women. In fact, it can be considered as the surah of chastity because the main part of its commandments is about removing society from sexual defilements through different ways. Paying attention to the content of surah, which stands against immodesty through various ways, chastity makes clear the main idea of this holy surah.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Yes, we're speaking about hijab fashion in the view of Islam. The fashion world has grown very rapidly alongside the development of technology, while Western and Eastern fashion trends and developments have increasingly competed with each other from year to year. Some of these trends are far from Islam and have not been adopted by Muslims. The Western perspective is clearly different from the Islamic perspective in many ways, and there are some similarities. There are some areas of Western fashion that are contrary to the principles of Islam. From an Islamic perspective, style, appearance, and fashion is a serious matter. Dressing is important in Islam because one's appearance creates certain messages in people's minds when seen. Muslims are required to pay attention to their appearance, making sure that their clothing is beautiful and clean, especially when dealing with others and when performing the required prayers.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The role of modest fashion in Islamic culture. In recent years, modest fashion has gained significant attention in the fashion industry. It is a clothing style that covers the body in a way considered fair according to cultural or religious beliefs. For Muslims, modest fashion is an essential part of Islamic culture, as it aligns with the Islamic principle of dressing modestly. Here, we define modest fashion as a form of dressing that includes styles that are loose fitting, non-transparent, and cover the body parts that are considered private. Islamic fashion has a rich history that dates back centuries. The cultural and religious practices of Muslims heavily influence Muslim clothing. Modest fashion for women includes hijab, abaya, and burqas, while for men it includes thobes, kufis, and turbans. Here, we shall try to provide a brief history of the Islamic fashion, highlighting how it has evolved. The importance of modest fashion in Islamic culture cannot be overstated. Dressing modestly is considered an act of worship in Islam. It reflects the values of modesty, humility, and purity. Impurity, central to Islamic teachings, Muslims believe dressing modestly fulfills their religious obligations and promotes societal harmony and mutual respect.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
First requirement, parts of the body to be covered. The first bit of guidance given in Islam describes the parts of the body which must be covered in public. Let's look at this issue for women. In general, standards of modesty call for a woman to cover her body. The Quran calls for women to draw their head coverings over their chests, as in chapter 24 of the Holy Quran, verses 30 and 31. And the Prophet Muhammad instructed that women should cover their bodies except for their face and hands. Most Muslims interpret this to require head coverings for women, although some Muslim women, especially those of more conservative branches of Islam, cover the entire body, including the face and the hands, with a full body chador. What about for men? The minimum amount to be covered on the body is between the navel and the knee. It should be noted, though, that a bare chest would be frowned upon in situations where it draws attention. This is today's special, and again, we have interesting tips. For today, tips to get started with hijab. Ignore the outside noise. Dear brothers and sisters, remember you want to stop yourself because of the outside noise. When you start wearing the hijab, you might come across a lot of judgment, but remind yourself of your intention and why you are doing it. Take it one day at a time. This is another tip. If you dive into the deep and before you learn how to swim, you might end up drowning and will be hesitant to swim again. The same principle can be used when you start wearing the hijab. Take baby steps when starting out. Try wearing the hijab when going out every other day, and soon, with the help of Allah and patience, one day will turn into weeks, then months. Before you know it, your hijab will become second nature.
So, first and foremost, should we care about fashion? Should we care about how we dress? And what does how you dress say about you?
Absolutely. I believe that what, you know, how you dress says a lot about you and your personality and who you are. And that's a known fact. Today, the way you dress out in public determines, you know, a lot of things about you.
Right.
And people choose, you know, a lifestyle. And within their lifestyle, there's also, a specific fashion or a specific clothing line or a specific way for them to dress. That says a lot about them. Now, obviously, we have to dress differently to different places, right?
Definitely.
Let's say tomorrow you have a job interview and you have graduated from the best university and you're really good at what you do.
Right.
But you end up just walking out of the house with your pajamas, you know, you don't comb your hair, you don't take care of yourself, you just show up to the job because you think that I'm qualified. I'm really good at this. And then someone else comes there as well to the job interview who's less qualified, who probably hasn't graduated from the same school that you have.
Right.
But he's neat and he's taken care of himself, he's well-groomed, he's well-spoken. The second person is way more likely to get the job.
Definitely.
Because people don't just want smart people, you know? They want people who also have emotional intelligence. And when we spoke of emotional intelligence, this is part of your emotional intelligence telling you how to dress where and how to act and, and how to behave and how to speak in different different settings.
So we were speaking about hijab. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic on this controversial and interesting topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget to listen to us. And till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi.
علي إمامي لفت إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي